Hi, my name is Michael James Jackson. You're listening to the podcast Rock City.
Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, what's up?
And Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pooney.
What's up, people? Just want to let you know it took us 6 days to load this episode since we're in 1992 dial-up.
That's awesome. Man, it's good to talk to you guys. We missed you last week, Sonny. We didn't even do a show because I got so busy. I just sent out a message that said, for the week. But how was your birthday?
It was incredible. I want to start by saying that Bruce Kulick video was unbelievable.
Oh, man.
So,
I'm glad you liked it.
So for the listeners, you know, we've got group texts going. Every once in a while, people will send a video or whatever. Well, I was with the family, so I'm like, well, I'll just watch that video later. Because I never know if I'm watching a 2-minute video or a 2-hour video. Like, you just never know what somebody sends you, right? And plus, I was with the wife, so if, you know, it was a little risque, I can't be watching. You know, you know how that goes. But anyways, so then Joe texts me and goes, hey, have you seen the video yet? I'm like, no, I got to watch it later. And I didn't realize that it was a video from Bruce. It's about 2.5 minutes. And he wishes me a happy birthday and plays the guitar a little bit. I thought that was outstanding. One of the best presents I got, for sure.
Oh, man. I'm so glad you liked it. I was so, because I was sitting there with Karen, and I was like, man, we got to do something special for Sonny. It's 50. He's 50. And then I said, there's this cameo thing, and Bruce Kulick's on there. And she's like, do it. And then, yeah, man, it worked out. And that's from all of us, man. That's from all of us, because we love you. And 50 is, you know, a big deal. And we even made sure that he played Asylum stuff, right. You know, which was really cool.
Yeah, I think it's on our Facebook page, isn't it?
Yeah, I put it on the Facebook page. So, yeah, man, I was like, that's rock and roll right there. You know what I was thinking? If Peter Criss does one, I'm going to get him to do a bumper. This is Peter Criss, and you're listening to the podcast Rock City. You know,
yeah, because we've been waiting on Peter's for like a couple years to complete that set. You know,
yeah, man, gotta have it. So, all right, enough with that. Normally, right here, we talk about the news, but the news is going to come at the end of the show. Make sure you listen. Okay, it's going to be all about Cruise Fest happening in Miami next Monday and Tuesday. That's going to be a 2-day like Kiss festival with the first night on Monday, Sebastian Bach is playing. The second night, Ace Frehley is playing, along with Return of the Comet, along with his band. And so you'll get all the details, including how to buy Ace Frehley replica guitar, autographed, hang out with him, all that kind of good stuff. So wait till the end of the show and pay attention to that. Sonny went to Vegas to celebrate his 50th birthday, and there was a lot happening. You know, I wanted to ask you, who was Steve Wright was there, right?
Yeah, Steve came with his wife and two sons.
Now, who did he run into? Was that Greg Kinn?
No, that was Jonathan Cain. Jonathan Cain, the guy who wrote Don't Stop Believing, the guy who wrote Lights,
okay,
the guy who wrote Open Arms. Oh, my God, dude. Really?
Dude, I know who sang those songs. REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, good for you. So Journey was, they're doing a residency. So he happened to run into Jonathan Cain there.
That is pretty awesome. All right, so you got to. All right, I know you gave us homework, and I have all my notes here. all about the girls in the small shorts. The black right. ones and the blue jean ones. I got my notes, but you got to tell us, you know, how it all went down.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll spend a lot of time on Saturday night because that was the Kiss night in Vegas. You know, family got there Wednesday. We went to Raiding the Rock Vault on Wednesday. I would tell the listeners, I love all those guys that are on Raiding the Rock Vault, but save your money. Anyways, Thursday night, we did dinner with the family. Friday night, we had the big birthday party, 30, 35 people from all over the place. Just unbelievable that people fly all the way to Vegas for a two-hour birthday party. But truly appreciate, like, family and friends coming. And then Sunday night, I'll skip Saturday for a second. Sunday night, we went to go see Sebastian Maniscalco, baby, front row.
How was that, dude?
It was awesome. And we got picked on, too.
Did you really? What did he
say?
Yeah,
because me and Tony were sitting next to each other, and he was on this thing about how immigrant fathers never take their sons anywhere. And then he pointed at Tony, goes, "You look like you're something. What are you?" And he goes, "I'm Saudi Arabian." He goes, "Your father take you anywhere?" He goes, "Nah." Then he points at me, he goes, "You look like you're from somewhere. Where are you from?" I said, "I'm East Indian." He goes, "Father take you anywhere?" I'm like, "No."
That's great. He's a fucking riot, dude.
Oh my god, dude. He is worth seeing live. Spend your Raiding the Rock Vault money on Sebastian Maniscalco instead.
Hey, real quick, what is this Raiding the Rock Vault? I don't know what that is.
So it's like it's ex and current musicians from the 80s and 90s rock scene that got together, and, you know, most of them either live in Vegas or they kind of fly in and out of Vegas. And they kind of do it like the Iron Maidens, where there's like 15 band members and whoever happens to be in Vegas kind of plays that night.
Okay.
And they do songs, rock songs from the 60s all the way through like the 90s. So, you know, everything from The Doors to Bon Jovi. But, you know, you got guys like Paul Shortino from Rough Cutt and Quiet Riot, or Macaulay Schenker from the Macaulay Schenker Group.
Okay.
I don't think Macaulay's ever been in UFO, but...
it's like a rock review?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Howard Lee's the guitar player for Heart. So they do a bunch of songs that really any rock fan would know because they're all hits.
Right. Right? So they're just like a kind of like an all-star cover band kind of situation?
Yeah, the problem is if it was just that, I would love it. But it ends up kind of being a video history lesson along with it, which is a little cheesy. And then, like, they did Robert Palmer's, you know, Addicted to Love, which, first of all, doesn't fit the genre that we were looking at. And right. then you got, like, Paul Shortino up there doing the video moves. And I'm like, dude, like, you're a serious musician. Like, come on. But, you know, I got to remember it's cheesy Vegas, right?
Right.
I mean, you got old people in the crowd. So I just, about half of it was great, and about half of it I did not care for. All the music was great. It's just, you know, just kind of cheesy. But
okay.
All right, so Kiss Night in Vegas. So, dude, this thing, doors opened at 7, show started at 8. It ended at 2:30 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, the video itself was like 5.5 fucking hours and shit, right?
And that's not... There's another 2 hours on YouTube because it couldn't fit it all on that video stream.
Wow.
So it was like... I think we left around 11:30, midnight. I was like, I'm done. Like, I can't... There's only so much you can take. And I'm just like, I can't do anymore. We were, you know, kind of going.
Yeah.
Plus, I wanted to watch football the next morning. And we were in Vegas. And I'm like, get some sleep. Right. So so I left after the Todd songs. Yeah, I left after the Todd songs. But so basically what this whole thing is their 7th annual Kiss Night in Vegas. And it's basically all charity for buying instruments for high schools or schools in general. It doesn't really have to be high schools. So they, you know, they make money. And, you know, if you guys... You know, you guys have kids. If the listeners have kids, you kind of get what I'm talking about. Is usually the art program, the music program, is the first one to be cut.
Right.
Luckily, I live in an area in California where all three of my kids got to do music at school. But even with that, the music teacher only works like 2 days a week. It used to be like when I was in band, it was 5 days a week.
Yeah, all week.
Right? All week. So it's not like that anymore. So a lot of these schools don't have it at all. So these guys go out and help that. And basically it's Vegas musicians, professional musicians that are in the Vegas music scene, put this together. And the host band is Stoney Curtis, Sean McKee, Morpheus Black, Keith Robert, and Barry Barnes, who are mostly from the Count 77s, but they have their own bands too. And they're all obviously major Kiss fans. So they kind of put this thing together, and this was like the seventh annual one. So you can't buy tickets online. So the way they kind of set it up is if you want to buy a table or a VIP booth, you can buy that online, but tickets are only sold at the door. So I think their thing was, we want Kiss fans that are actually going to be there to be there. And that's how you get the tickets. And instead of, they sell a bunch of tickets, and what happens in Vegas, you know, 30% of the people never show up.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is a good idea. It's at Count Vamped, which probably only holds like, if it holds 300 to 400 people, you'd be sardines in a can kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But then they also set up the outside. So if you've ever been to like a playoff football game, like you can go into the stadium, or they have like this bar outside area where you can watch it on the big screen, but you're still kind of get the feel for the game.
Right.
So they had it kind of set up the same way. So, you know, they probably topped out and I would say 300 to 400 people. But they weren't all inside. Some of them were outside.
Gotcha.
And, you know, this thing going 7-plus hours, there's people coming and going the whole time.
Yeah. Sure. I'm not even sure I would have managed it. And you know how crazy I am. I'd have been like, oh, my God. Kiss.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you, 61 songs.
Wow. They did
61 songs.
That's pretty cool.
That's ridiculous, to be honest with you. I will tell you, musicianship-wise, these folks are untouchable. These people know how to play their instruments. There's no doubt about it. But just you look at all of Kiss's history and the music that they have, it's hard shit to sing. That's just how it is.
That's what I was thinking the whole time watching each clip you sent us.
Yeah.
It's like, man, even some of these women can't hit these Paul parts.
That's right.
It's crazy.
That's absolutely right.
Like when that chick was doing Crazy Nights.
Yeah, like, she was struggling.
She was struggling hard, dude. I was thinking,
and
man,
they have professional backline, so they got monitors. They got, you know, they got everything they need. That part's not the issue. The issue is the fucking songs are hard.
Yeah, anything that Paul sang on, even the 70s shit, but especially the 80s shit, even these women couldn't hit these notes. It was crazy.
Well, Stanley is Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
Did you like the turret with the,
I did.
The tank?
Yes.
That's pretty cool, right? That was pretty cool. The smoke coming out of it was awesome.
Yeah, so that's built by Danny the Count Coker owns Vamped. And he's the Counting Cars guy. You ever seen that show, Counting Cars?
I watched a couple clips. Because we've talked about this situation in prior years, too, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So he has like an auto shop type of thing where, you know, these guys can build stuff, and that's kind of where it got built.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But I would say, like, you know, total is probably about 25 to 30 musicians kind of going in and out. You had full bands that play the Vegas Strip that came on, did a couple of songs. You had a tribute band, Sin City Kiss, came on and did like 4 songs. So, you know, it's just kind of like whoever wants to come. It's almost like a jam session in a garage. That's really what it's kind of set up like.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I liked everything I saw. It was cool. It was a cool vibe.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I like this one dude too. There's the one guy that kind of looked like Ace a little bit. He'd always play that Tobacco Burst Les Paul like Aces.
That's Keith Robert.
That dude rips, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked his vibe.
And Stoney Curtis, who kind of runs the show. He doesn't put everything together because, you know, one person can't put all this shit together. Right. But he's kind of like the telethon guy. And I'll tell you, you know, getting there at 7, he's the first guy that says hi to you. when I left at midnight, he's still going strong. Like, I don't know how people get that kind of energy. I'm 50 years old. I ain't got that kind of energy. I don't know. But he's got to be in his late 30s, early 40s. I mean, I don't know, he's getting the energy.
Some people can do it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So the other thing that happens during all this is, you know, you're trying to take it all in, but you don't know any of the players. So I don't know what you guys do when that happens, but I'm like, okay, that guy looks like Udo, so I'm going to nickname him Udo. And that guy and that lady kind of is like the gospel African-American singer, so I'm going to call her the gospel lady. And that dude has a hat on, so I'm going to call him the hat dude. So I can kind of tell them apart when they were singing, because otherwise, you know, you can't remember, like, who sang what. But so you guys want to hear the set list?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. To have a seat, get a drink. Here we go.
So they open the show with I Pledge Allegiance to the State of Rock and Roll.
Wow. Deep cut.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll call him Udo, but his name is Robert Hussey. He's the lead singer for Cyanide. He sang a lot of these songs. He sang, and got a powerful voice. Did Gene better than Paul, but did Paul okay. Like I said, it's not easy. Then they went to All Hell's Breaking Loose. Now, I never got this guy's name, but I just called him Pretty Dude because he looked like a pretty dude. I don't know his name. Never got it, but he did a bunch of songs too. Then it was interesting because they went to Nothing to Lose, and this African-American lady comes out and starts doing it. She was one of the backup singers. Her name is Mary Crya, and it was almost gospel the way she was singing it because she's kind of got that deep voice, and she's got a good voice, but it was kind of interesting to hear Nothing to Lose very gospel. Then they went into Is That You, the dude with the hat. His name is Kyle Frost. The hat dude sang that song. Then we went back to the gospel lady, and she sang Going Blind. And then the first thing I had you guys watch was Cassandra doing Beth.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
I liked
it. I liked it. It was very R&B-ish.
Yeah.
You know, to me.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of that how we always talk about if you have a certain R&B vocalist singing some of these Kiss tunes, you can maybe have a hit today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beth was cool like that, I thought.
Yeah, and I think Cassandra's 14. I think she's 14.
Oh, my God, really?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So pretty cool. You know, they did it acoustic with the girl singing, and I thought she did a great job.
Yeah, that sounded
great. Then one of the local bands called Chaos Bender came on and did Deuce and Cold Gin, did all right. And then Udo sang 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 songs in a row.
Udo.
So Robert Hussey. But they did Christine 16, King of the Nighttime World, Russian Roulette, Stand, Strutter, and Psycho Circus.
Wow. Russian Roulette, huh?
Yeah. Stand. Holy smokes.
And Stand.
So when they started doing Stand, I'm like, what the hell is that? I didn't
really
even get it till like they got to the chorus.
Gotcha. That's crazy.
And then the second video I had you guys watch, I had labeled her rocker hippie chick, but her name is Julie. And she did Come On and Love Me and Let's Put the X in Sex.
Yeah.
And they were like part belly dancing moves and part stripper pole moves.
Totally.
I couldn't quite place them, right?
Exactly, dude. It wasn't a bad thing, you know.
No, it was.
But this
not.
Was the first
and she
instance.
Good. She was
yeah, she
it
looked
off.
Fine, but this was the first time I was going, "Ooh, these girls can't even hit the Paul Stanley notes." Our dude has some pipes.
Yeah, and by the way, if the listeners want to see this thing, you just go to www.kissnight and that's NIGHT.org. And you just hit the yellow button that says live stream, and they recorded about 5 hours of the live stream on there. You might have to hit the play button twice. It works better on like a laptop or a home computer than it does your phone. And then there's another 2 hours on YouTube if you want to go find it. But
I found the 5 hours on YouTube today too.
Oh, did you? Okay, I did.
Because the
that.
Same reason, like I was having a fucking bitch moving, like trying to drag it with my thumb on my phone to these points you had.
Yeah.
So finally, I'm like, God, there's got to be a better way, and I just looked, and it was on YouTube, and all the points matched up. So there's the 5-hour ones on there too.
Oh, that's cool. Then after the rocker hippie chick, the super hot woman. Oh my God, I could. that woman was hot. Her name is Susie. I don't know where she came from, but she did Heaven's on Fire, which I thought she did well. She struggled a little bit on Crazy Crazy Nights.
Big time. Yeah, Heaven's on Fire was way better, though.
Hold on, because I wanted to make sure that I mentioned something. Did you guys not notice? What was the other girl's name? Julie?
Julie.
Right, yeah. Did you guys not notice that her guitar player looked like Vinnie Vincent with a mustache?
Didn't even see any other people on stage when I was watching it.
There was other people on stage.
Right.
In the camera view, there was like the right camera view. It was like he was right in the face of the camera. And I and I was like, that guy looks like Vinnie Vincent.
Well, I can tell you, Vinnie wasn't there. So, although I did run into Jared Frank and David Tedder, which is that's the first time I ever met either one of those guys, and it's interesting to meet him in Vegas. But anyway, so the next folks that came on was Sin City Kiss, which is a Kiss tribute band in Las Vegas. And they did Detroit Rock City, Ladies Room She, and Let Me Go Rock and Roll. I thought the Gene was pretty good, and I don't know if you noticed, he did Blood. He spit Blood.
Yeah. That's cool.
The Ace looked hammered. Did you notice that?
I did.
He looked a little off. He played good, but you know how, like, the V part of the thing that comes over his head? It was always a little cockeyed, and I don't know if that was he was standing weird or if it was just cockeyed, but it totally made him look like he was hammered.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he had this wig on, which looked like a wig.
Big time.
Yeah.
They sounded pretty good. Looked
really good.
Yeah, Gene did look nice. Paul sounded all right too, I thought.
During the solo, there was a couple of times where the rhythm, unfortunately, I think that guy's name is Steve, the singer, the Paul Stanley. He's on. We're still talking about Sin City Kiss, right? I didn't miss something, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's on every Kiss cruise that I've ever been on. He looks like a Mego action figure. He's all muscular, and his chest is shaved, and he walks by me, and I'm like, you look like a giant-sized Mego doll.
Nice.
He really does. And then, so that was the first time I ever saw him was on Kiss Cruise 1. I was like, geez, look at this guy. And then I found out that they're all in Vegas in a Kiss cover band or tribute. I don't even know the difference. But, yeah, I thought they were pretty good, though. I mean, they've been a band for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't look like rookies, that's for sure.
No, they did not, yeah.
So then, after Let Me Go Rock and Roll, after Sin City Kiss gets done, one of the things that were touted about Kiss Night in Vegas was that the house band was going to do all of Dynasty.
Oh, wow.
Right. So that's the next thing they did. So they had all 9 songs, Dynasty, in a row. The African-American lady, Mary, sang I Was Made for Loving You. This guy named Patrick McGrath came on and did 2000 Man.
Hmm.
The Pretty Dude did Sure Know Something. And then you guys saw the video with Jason Ebbs doing Dirty Living.
That was awesome, and, I thought.
And I guess Jason Ebbs was in Peter Criss's band.
Yeah. It's pretty wild, man.
Yeah.
Dirty Living sounded great, though, because they had all the background singers and shit. I mean, it was lush. Yeah. You know?
Did you notice his mic kept moving?
Yeah, I did.
I don't think it was tight. I was watching it live going, dude, somebody go tighten his mic. but for the folks that want to see that, it's at timestamp 3 hours and 10 minutes on that video. Then next was Todd coming on and doing Charisma.
That was a surprise. I was really surprised by that.
Yeah, he even kind of deepened his voice a little bit.
So my brother and I sitting, my brother, Tony, Steve Wright and I are sitting there going, all right, he's going to stay on for Magic Touch, right? He's the one that's going to do Magic Touch, right? Because by this time, we've seen some good Paul, and we've seen some not-so-good Paul, and we all like Magic Touch, and I'm like, please just stay and do Magic Touch. So he gets off the stage, and the pretty dude comes and does magic touch, and I got to tell you, he actually did really well.
Oh, cool.
I was very surprised.
Okay, so now that you told us that they did all of Dynasty, the whole Todd doing charisma makes a little more sense to me, because I was just kind of going through those timestamps. I'm like, why would fucking Todd be singing charisma? That's so weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah. Now it makes sense.
And then I don't know this guy's name, but I labeled him as the banker dude because he looked like a banker playing guitar. Okay. And he came on, did Hard Times, did pretty good. And then Udo came back and did X-Ray Eyes. And then Keith Robert, the guy the guy that Jody says looks like Ace Frehley a little bit, Keith Robert did Save Your Love. And I thought he did a good job with it.
Cool.
Then after Dynasty, they take a little break. And they were doing raffles throughout the thing. They were giving away guitars and amps and pedals and stuff. You know, all these people donated stuff. And they had a bunch of sponsors. They probably had 15 or 20 sponsors from Vegas, which was kind of cool. But after they did a few raffles, then the Count 77s came on. And you could tell that the Count 77s had played together for a while. Danny the Count Coker comes up. They do Shout It Out Loud, Watching You, and Do You Love Me? And I thought they killed those three songs. I think I gave you guys the time stamp for Watching You. What'd you think about that?
Watching You sounded good.
Yeah. Danny can hit those notes. There's no doubt.
It was pretty cool.
So then that gets done, and then Todd comes back on. I figured he would do three Frehley Comet songs. And Todd was also touted as, look, this is one of the guys that's going to be at Kiss Night in Vegas. They didn't say what he was going to do, but you know they said they were going to do Dynasty. So I figured he was going to do part of Dynasty, but I didn't know he was going to come back and do other songs. When they started talking about it during the night that Todd was going to come out and do a few songs, I figured he'd do all Frehley's Comet. Yeah. And he opens with Rip It Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, oh, my God. So then, you know, me and Tone, we're waiting for the drum part. We're like, oh, my God, Sean. I think it was Sean that's playing drums. I'm like, do not fuck up the drum part. Don't fuck. I thought he did pretty good.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
And then they did Something Moved, and then they did Rocket Ride.
Yeah.
Rocket Ride. At the end, right, when he did, I was like, this is kind of strange. I thought for sure they would do another Frehley's Comet song.
Yeah, I figured that too.
Yeah, totally.
Good for Todd, though. I mean, you know, he's playing up the Kiss thing, which is great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'll tell you something else. How many left-handed bass players did we see tonight in those videos? I was like, I saw two or three, and as I'm watching them, being a lefty myself, I was going, man, we look really weird. One guy was playing like a 5- or 6-string left-handed bass. Yeah. I was like, what is happening? Where do you get that?
This is the point that I was done. By this time, it's like 11:30, 12 o'clock. I'm out.
Wait, you skipped the whole part of the story, dude. So they're having a raffle.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Let's talk about the raffle.
So everyone knows everywhere we go or wherever Sonny goes, he wins everything. It's crazy. I want you to I'm going to send you a couple bucks. You buy me the lotto tickets, and then I'll cut you in when we win.
Oh. Yeah, I've never won lotto. That's the one thing I've never won.
So they're raising money for, do you know what charity?
Same charity.
Okay. And basically you're buying, so let me ask you this. Was it you buy raffle tickets and they put them in a big thing and just keep pulling them out of the same thing, or was it separate things?
Yeah, so you bought raffle tickets for separate things.
Okay.
So the money raffle was what's called, they called it a 51-49 raffle, which means that, you know, every $100, $51 of it goes to the charity, right, and $49 of it can be won, right? So,
right.
So at the end, when the winner wins, I think the amount was like $564, that means there was another $600 that already went to the charity, kind of thing. And then there was, you know, ladies going around selling tickets. And, you know, Steve Wright bought some. I think my brother bought some. I bought some. I mean, a bunch of people bought some. I mean, the raffle tickets were, I think, $3 or $4 a piece. And,
well,
and
they
raised over $1,000.
Yeah, it had to be over $1,100 because if you figure, you know, half was $560, then the other half was even more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
So, yeah, so they draw the number, and it's one of the numbers I have. And Tony's sitting next to me. He's like, you got to be kidding me. And then I walked up, and Stoney recognized me. So Stoney goes, oh, wait a second. That's Sonny.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
He's like,
yeah,
he does a KISS podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought so.
You know, everybody gets lucky, right? That's how it goes.
Yeah, they sure do. Lucky. Lucky is the, I can't call you Lucky because it's like, that's like a dog's name.
Right.
So it's going to have to stick with Hollywood.
So what I did was I watched the rest of the video later on. So after we left, Cassie Stone came on and did Lick It Up and I Still Love You, which the I Still Love You is like probably at the 4.5, maybe 4:45 mark. And it's just as good as it was last year. That was the hit of the night last year. And then Jason Ebbs comes back and does Black Diamond, Parasite, and I Stole Your Love. Mandy Lyon comes on and does War Machine and Unholy, and he's kind of got a Cookie Monster type voice, so it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
This guy named Jeff did Detroit Rock City. I guess he didn't know Detroit Rock City had already been done, so that one got done twice. Then the Hat Dude came on.
7 hours ago. It's all good.
Yeah, that's true. Hat Dude came back on and did 100,000 Years. They did the live version. I have no idea what singer it was, but then they did Calling Dr. Love. I don't know who that person was. A guy named Jeff came on, did Strutter. Strutter had already been done by Udo. So two songs got done twice.
Udo. Every time you say it, it makes me giggle.
He looked like Udo. He even had the leather jacket with the studs on. Yeah. And then somebody did Making Love, but I don't know who the singer was. And then a band called Nirvana Mania, which they look like Nirvana, came on and did I and Room Service.
Really?
Yeah, which they did okay.
Wow.
A guy named Tyler Lawson came and did Master and Slave. And he's kind of got this kind of punk voice. It was halfway between Pantera and The Clash somewhere. It was an interesting version. Then the Pretty Dude came back on and did Got to Choose and Love Gun. A band called Smashing Alice came on and did Tears Are Falling, God of Thunder. The Pretty Dude came back and did Hotter Than Hell, Firehouse. And then the Hat Dude and Udo did Spit Together.
Hmm.
Then the second and last song, which I don't know who sang it. I don't know that guy, but sang Then She Kissed Me.
Really?
And then about 86 people got on stage and did Rock and Roll All Night. 61 songs. Including two songs twice.
Jeez, man. That's awesome.
And the crazy part about it is they didn't do anything from Hot in the Shade, and they didn't do anything from Monster.
Hmm, yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Nothing from Hot in the Shade.
Yeah.
Especially Hot in the Shade is weird. Monster, you can kind of understand. A lot of people don't know that record. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they did Stand.
Yeah.
You could have done something off Monster.
That would have been cool. Most people there, super I'm sure, weird. Would know it, you know.
It was definitely fun. They got food and drink there. Vamped is a great place to see a show. It's intimate. It's kind of got like a pit set up with tables and booths behind it so you can, you know, folks who want to sit can sit. The bar is separated off, so if you want to go in the bar and go get a drink, great. Otherwise, you know, the waitresses kind of go around and get you food and stuff. Yeah, it's a class setup, and because they were backed by so many sponsors, they had, you know, professional backlines. Everybody sounded great. It's just, dude, they're tough songs to sing. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It still sounded good and looked good. And the tank turret on the stage was awesome. And I'm really glad you got to go. That's pretty awesome. That's one of those experiences. Because we talked about it when? Like 2 years ago?
Yeah, and it's always, because it's always kind of been on this weird timing where I can't hit the timing. But this time, it just happened to be the same week and I was already going to be in Vegas. And Stoney really hooked it up for me, so I appreciate that. And, you know, just want to give a lot of thanks to Stoney.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think that's awesome. You took care of our friend, our brother in arms. And man, it sounds like you have. So here's my question. Oh, wait, first things first, because I know he didn't mention it. I want to mention it. Sonny won $564, and then he gave all that to the charity.
It's weird. So, it's weird winning money from a charity.
No, I understand that. Yeah.
But I want to win. My brother said, you're so stupid. Like, I want to buy the raffle ticket, and I want to win so I can look at my brother or look at my best friend and say, ha, I won. And then I don't really want the gift.
Right. I think it's awesome that you gave it to the charity. I think that's wonderful. That's, you know, shoot, that's, that was what everybody was there for, was to, you know, to make money for the charity. So they wound up, that is amazing. And I wanted, you know, I know you didn't mention it, but I wanted to make sure that I did. And then, so here's my question. So what'd your wife give you?
And this is a family show.
Yeah. Did she do the whole happy birthday to you?
That's a possibility.
All right.
But at the birthday party, I don't know if you saw the cake. So
Nicole, I did see the cake.
Yeah. So Nicole reached out to Kiss Monster Golf and reached out to the Hernandezes and said, hey, where do you get your cakes made? And got the information. And Holly hooked her up, and the cake came from the same place that they ordered, like, the wedding cakes from.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. So it was like a Creatures of the Night cake, which was cool. And then she got, like, Kiss cookies, too.
Yeah, those are really cool looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I met Kevin Williams' wife, Grace, because he went.
Yeah. I've never met her. They live down the road. I'm terrible. I'm so out of the loop with everything, but yeah. When I talked to Kevin, he was super excited about coming. I think it was kind of an anniversary trip for them.
Yeah, it was, you know, and that was the whole point, is Nicole wanted to have, I really didn't need the big party, to be honest with you. Nicole really wanted to have a party to celebrate, because, you know, there was people saying I wasn't going to make it to 50. I was one of those people saying it. Because I know what I was doing in my 30s. That's why I knew I wasn't going to make it to 50. But because, you know, it's a special occasion, she wanted to do something big. Well, I'm like, well, babe, don't make people come to San Francisco. Like, why would people come to San Francisco? Like, have it somewhere where, you know, if they've got a, if they're Vegas people, it gives them an excuse to get to Vegas. If they got an anniversary or birthday coming up, they can kind of do it at the same time. You can do a lot of other things. Because reality is, you're only going to spend a couple hours with us. Right. Besides that, if you want to hang out, great. Otherwise, you got to kind of find your own stuff to do. And there's stuff to do in San Francisco, but there's a hell of a lot more to do in Vegas.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have just wound up passed out in my hotel room. That's it. Done. Well, Sonny, it sounds like you had a great time. It sounds like everybody had a great time. Everybody was posting pictures the whole weekend, and I just tried to keep up with everybody, and man, I'm glad you had a great time for your birthday.
Yeah, it was a fun time. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And Nicole's turning 50 in July. She's turning 50 in July, but she wants to do Mexico, so we're going to Mexico instead.
So now you need to, like, throw down for her, and then you got to do that whole half happy birthday to you thing for her. And that would be really, I'm visualizing that right now. It's fun.
I already do that once a week.
Okay. So, all right. So that was Sonny's birthday weekend. That sounds amazing. You know, I really kind of thought Bruce Kulick might show up, but I guess he's in Vegas, right?
I think he lives in L.A. Bob lives in Vegas.
Bob, yeah.
And I thought Bob might be there.
I thought that Bruce said that he moved to Vegas because of the other guys that were in his band on the cruise.
Oh, maybe he did. I'm not sure about that, actually.
Yeah. Well, anyway, maybe he's on tour. But not so on tour that he made Sonny a video. That was awesome. Well, so if you guys haven't seen any of that, make sure you go to the website, What was it? The Kiss what? I'm sorry. Kiss Week. My brain
www.kissnight.org.
Kissnight.org. My, look, hey, it's late, and I'm trying not to fuck up the show. All right, so... Anyway, so make sure you check that out. Go there. As soon as it opens up, just click play. You know, leave it on in the background and walk around and do some cleaning and hear some good music for 17.3 hours. How many songs did they play?
61.
Yeah. That's getting it done, buddy. Let me tell you. I'm just like, oh. I would look at them and went, you want me to play what?
That's why there was probably 25 to 30 musicians in all, kind of going in, out, in, out, in, out. And you would see, like, the band Cyanide, I think they played one or two songs together, but their band members were kind of peppered in all through the show. Right? And even the house band didn't play every song. The house band played probably a total of 20 out of the 60 songs.
Wow. Well, they were busy, that's for sure. Let's see. I guess that brings us to the end of our show. I mean, now listen, we're gonna end the show right now. But right after this is gonna be an interview with Joe D'Angelo from Cruise Fest. That'll be for Monday and Tuesday of next week. Listen to the show. Get your tickets. Sign up for the Ace Frehley VIPs. Sign up for the Ace Frehley guitars. Here's the cool thing about the guitar, people. You don't have to pay all the money up front. You pay like $5.95 up front, and then the rest of the money you can pay until July. So that right there is worth, you know, because Ace knew that you just spent a lot of money on a cruise. So he's giving you a payment plan to get this guitar. It'll be kick ass. And so listen, if you want to know about that and everything else, Jody, do you have anything to add?
Nope. Thanks for listening.
Sonny.
Thanks for listening, and I didn't know Ace started becoming a loan shark, but sounds cool to me.
Yes. You know what I'm going to say. We love podcasts, especially Kiss podcasts, and you're going to hear all the commercials after the news in 3, 2, 1, peace.
Peace.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City, the only podcast from Jandel. Don't forget your spacesuit.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and it is time to talk about Cruise Fest. Cruise Fest is going to be in Miami 2 days before the Kiss Cruise on the 28th and 29th, and the guy that put it all together, with help, I'm sure, is Mr. Joe D'Angelo. Joe, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so this sounds better, right?
Yeah, I totally hear you.
All right. I had some technical difficulties. Go figure. All right, so I really want to talk about this. I'm super excited. Most people know I was not going on the cruise this year. And I tried to hook up with you a couple of times during the year to talk about the Cruise Fest, but things kind of fell apart, so it didn't work out. But this is good because we're a week out, which means this is when everybody's really starting to pay more attention. Let's get to talking about this. Two of the coolest things that I think, you have Sebastian Bach and Ace Frehley playing, plus you have Return of the Comet playing. How did you pull all this together?
You know, it's funny, man. After last year's, Kiss Cruise pre-party, we went right, as soon as we got off the cruise, we went right into it. And Neil Davis, who's one of my partners on this, who's the first one to come up to me, he basically said, look, Joe, it was a great thing you did here this year. Let's work together for next year. And, I was all excited to switch up the team and get that, you know, get that helper on board. And then, you know, a little later on board, we went after Ace and Sebastian. You know, I've been booking bands a long time. So, you know, working in the industry gives you that, you kind of know who to call if you got to reach out to somebody or at least how to get that direction. So Neil said, let's go after Ace. And I was like, well, I think we should go after Sebastian too. And We landed them both, and we made a two-day event out of it, and it has just blown up into this awesome two-day rock festival that I can't wait for.
I can't wait for it either. Last year was freaking crazy. Last year was crazy, and on a bunch of different levels. I know for you on a personal level, for me on like a just, holy crap, this is an amazing party. You know, I am so excited now. I wasn't going on the cruise this year. I got a good offer to get on, to get into a room with some guys. I'm jumping on it. So now I'll be on the cruise, which means I'm absolutely coming to party. Actually, me and a few people were thinking about driving down anyway, because the man. So let's talk about what you have lined up the first day. First of all, Sebastian Bach is playing, right?
He is. He's going to do the, he's been on this last tour. He's been playing the whole first Skid Row album in its entire, and then he throws in some other songs on the end. I'm expecting him now. He hasn't said this to me personally, but I would think, you know, being the Kiss fan that he is, he might be pulling out an old classic or two.
Yeah, I think he. I think they did. Skid Row did Come On and Love Me, I think, or
okay.
I think they did, or Making Love. I can't remember. It's on a B-sides record, I think. But yes. Okay, so besides Sebastian Bach being there, which is totally worth even the general admission ticket gets you into that show, right?
See. In fact, I'm glad you asked me that. A lot of people are asking for individual day tickets. That's not how it works. This is we're doing a festival pass. You basically buy the festival pass for $85, and that gets you into every concert, both pool parties on both days, gets you into the two-day expo, the Rock and Roll Expo that we're having, which has blown up into something really awesome. And it's all for $85. I mean, it's a steal. I paid $80 to go see Ace alone.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. And I think that if you want to pay $85 and come to one day, just go ahead and do that. But it's a mistake. It's an error in judgment. You want to see both days. Now if you're getting to Miami a day later, well then that's totally understandable. But if you're in Miami and you don't go see Sebastian Bach, or Ace for that matter, damn, I don't know. I don't know.
I think you might have to revoke their Kiss card.
Yeah. It sounds a little crazy. But if you're not getting into Miami until the second day, I totally understand that. But
I do.
So $85 gets you the ticket, and you get to see everything. Who are your other guests going to be there? Dale Torborg going to be there?
Dale is going to be there. As a matter of fact, Dale is doing a special action figure just for Cruise Fest. So it's going to be, I think, a highly collectible piece because they're only making so many of them, and they're going to be individually numbered and branded for Cruise Fest. So that'll be fun.
I was just pulling out my Demon action figure and today, and I went, I got to have him sign this. Now I'm going to have him sign that one and buy the Cruise Fest one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do the same thing, too.
Okay, if you guys don't know who Dale Torborg is, he was the Demon wrestler in WCW. I want to make sure everybody knows that, because that's super important. He was a hero of mine. And if you go back and look at one of the very, very, very first ever Podcast Rock Cities, like our third episode ever, we interviewed Dale, and we're the only podcast, at least I think, to ever interview him, because he was friends with Lee, the Goddess of Thunder, Westy, who used to host this show with me. And he tells some amazing WCW stories, and you really get the behind the scenes of what it was like to be the Demon Wrestler. Anyway, you can check that out. Let's get back to the party. So we're going to have Dale there. Who else is going to be there?
He's going to be joined by WWE's Medusa, which is kind of cool.
She's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yes. So she'll be there. We've got tables at the Expo, for example, like from Kiss Army Warehouse, Preachers of the South, which you're familiar with. Those guys are from your
Phil?
Netflix. Phil. Phil and the Gene Simmons Vault will be there. Lydia Chris is going to be there. Brian Stewart, he's the publisher of the official Kiss and Ace Frehley magazines. He also did their poster book, too, so he'll be there.
Cool.
Paul Stanley Jewelry Private Collection, they're going to be there. Kiss FBA, who is working with us to raise money for St. Jude's.
That's Keith Fans Alford. By Association, right?
Yes, Fans by Association.
Cool.
They're helping to really try to raise money for St. Jude. So between the two of them and them and us, we're really hoping to do that. We're going to have some vinyl dealers there, some pick and stick guys, Keith Falcourt, Big John, Thunder Mother, Matt Vassford. If you ever seen his book, he's got the book Kiss Classified, which is fantastic. Other people, vendors, Hotter Than Hell Collectibles, Rock the Jacket, and a whole bunch more. There's going to be like rock and roll memorabilia and rock and roll clothing. Just, it's really blown up into something that's going to be really cool for everybody who's going on vacation. We're all into the same kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. I'm actually bringing a oversized suitcase with very little clothes and extra room to pack anything I buy at your party.
You're a smart man. But just so you know, if you buy something big and you don't want to pack it, there's a UPS store less than a mile from the hotel.
Joe, you have answered a question that my girlfriend Karen and I were talking about yesterday. I may mail it all back.
That's the way to do it. Anybody who's interested, you know, we're doing this whole Ace Frehley guitar experience, and we have four different types of guitars. We've got the Sunburst replica, the Tobacco Sunburst, the Blue Guitar, the Black Guitar, all these different guitars that Ace have played over the years. And if you do the guitar experience, you get to choose which guitar you want. And then, of course, Ace signs it. So you're not going to want to take that on the cruise ship. You're going to want to ship it home. So Wednesday morning, you can literally walk to the place. It's less than a mile away. And then you can take a taxi to the port and you're good to go.
Absolutely. All right. So let's talk about that. First of all, I want to make sure that I know the times. Monday, the first day, is the party. Everything starts at what time?
The party, the registration is going to open at 9 in the morning. And anybody who's coming to the fest needs to register to get their wristbands and laminates and all that stuff. And then, you know, that's when the expo will be going on and people can start shopping. At noon, the pool party starts. This is both days. Monday, there'll be the Jaded Past is going to do an acoustic 80s music set. They'll be fun. You hang out by a pool, jam out to some classic 80s music. And then Perigo, the performance painter, is going to do his thing. The way Kiss has a performance painter open for them on this tour.
Right.
This is a local guy, and it's awesome. He does some really cool work. So, you know, basically that's the lineup. And then as soon as you're done with the pool party, come inside, and then we're going to open up the main hall, and that's when the nighttime concerts will start.
Sweet. All right, same thing the second day?
Same thing the second day. The second day you'll get up, registration at 9, pool party at noon, which you'll have Kisterius. They're coming there. Cruisers, but they're from Holland. They're also a Kiss tribute band out of Holland. So they're going to be opening up for none other than Mr. John Corabi.
Sweet.
And I'm excited to, you know, that's kind of a guilty pleasure for me. John's one of my favorite rock voices. So I'm really looking forward to seeing his set. He's also going to be playing Monday night with the All-Star Band. He's going to be doing a few songs with them. So that should be fun.
Okay, so let's talk about the Ace Frehley guitar.
Okay.
You can purchase. Now, when you say replica, this is a real Gibson guitar, right?
It's not a Gibson. It's a replica Gibson. And what I mean by that is if you were buying the actual Gibson, they're thousands of dollars, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000.
Right.
This is a very good replica. I mean, it's got the Gibson logo on there. It's got the headstock, but it isn't a Gibson. It's meant to look like one. But it's a solid playing guitar. You could play. In fact, I actually have one similar to this, a different make, but same company that does them. And it's a regular playing guitar. So you get there, you get to pick the one you want, and then you get, of course, your photo with Ace, and he signs it. It's a classic. So it's going to be really cool, man. It's a lot cheaper than any of the meet and greets you get when you go and meet the band.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so let's explain to people out there, because some people right now are going, man, I just spent $5,000 on the boat. It's going to cost me this much for this and this much for that. Here's the deal about this replica guitars that you can get. You only have to put down $600. and then you have till July to pay it off, correct?
That's it.
So, yep. So literally you get 6 months, 8 months or so to pay this guitar off. $600 down, 8 months to pay it off, and it's not like they send it to you when you're done. You put your $600 down, you get to meet Ace, he signs your guitar, you go home, you send your guitar home, right?
Well, the way it works is we'll hold the guitars.
Oh, okay.
So that way you can take your picture with it, you get to meet Ace, you get it signed and autographed the way you want it signed and autographed, and then you can go on the cruise. When you get done with the cruise, you're going to come home. You know this. You're going to come home. It's going to be Thanksgiving. It's going to be the holidays. It's going to be the new year. Everybody's going to be crazy. So what we figured is, since it's a time of the year when everybody spends a lot of money anyway, let's try to give them a break. So the $600 is your down payment. Got and then that. You got to pay the rest by July 1st. But you can do it. You could do it right after the cruise, or you could do it after the new year. Whichever.
And then once you're done.
And then once you're done. We'll put it in a hard shell case, and we will ship it to you.
All right. But if you guys want to buy it right there, that's good, too?
Sure. If they want to buy it right there, there's two options. You can buy the guitar straight up and do the deal, which you do the experience. You just pay, you know, it's 20, I want to say it's like $2,200 and change if you don't want the VIP ticket. If you do want the VIP ticket, it's $25. But if you already have tickets to the fest and you don't need the VIP, we can deduct that out and just charge you for the event and the guitar. And then you can take that with you. And if you do the other way, then you can leave it with us and we'll ship it to you when you make the final payment.
Man, that sounds awesome. Now, there's also a VIP event that's available.
There is. We're actually doing a the event is not necessarily for VIPs only, but it's a really cool event. It's called the Women of Rock. And it's our chance, you know, look, I'll be honest with you. My wife, Neil's wife, they've been so helpful and supportive through this whole process, which let me tell you, it's a lot of work to put on an event of this magnitude. But we are calling it the Women of Rock Cocktail Party. And Lydia Chris is going to be there as our special appearance. The Ladies of Thunder Mother. And what we want to do is we want people who are going on the cruise to nominate a female cruiser and tell us why they should be, why they should receive the Woman of Rock Award. So if you got somebody that you love or that you think has done fantastic things or whatever the case may be, if it's your mom, if it's your sister, if it's your wife, your daughter, if it's just somebody you know on the cruise that you think should be nominated, nominate them and give us 250 words of why we should consider them to be the person we give to. We have a team in place who's going to review these, and at this cocktail reception, we'll give out the award.
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool. All right. Besides all this other stuff, now you have other VIP meet and greets going on, right? Now, Sebastian Bach is sold out now?
It is. Sebastian Bach is sold out.
Okay. But we still have a few for Ace.
Yeah, I think there's like six or seven of the general meet and greets. And the general meet and greets give you a photo with Ace. You get a commemorative signed poster of the event, the Cruise Fest poster with him. And then you'll also get two personal items signed by Ace.
Sweet.
$395. And I forgot, forgive me for forgetting this. You also, after you're done with Ace, you'll also get your photo with Return of the Comet, and they'll sign two personal items. And that's still for the $395.
That is awesome. That is awesome. See that? I mean, so there's plenty to do. Plenty to do at this party. Are we missing anything? I'm trying to. I had to leave my computer behind because it was glitching out on us. But I'm trying to remember everything that I had made notes about. And I think we got it all. I mean, for me, I love the dealers as well. Always a party going on, but when I get to browse through some vinyl or go up to somebody that's got some rare piece of Kiss memorabilia, man, that makes me so happy. Yeah, and it makes me broke.
Well, I have to agree. I know that I'm going to be spending some money at the fest myself, but I'm looking forward to it. And I'll tell anybody, you know, something else that I hope when you come to Cruise Fest you spend money on It's the raffles. We're doing a charity raffle to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And there are four items you can enter to win. You can either win an autographed guitar, which will be autographed by 12 people from the Cruise Fest, including Ace and Sebastian, as well as Return of the Comet and Karabi and those guys. You can enter to win that guitar. You can enter to win an autographed Sebastian Bach mic. You can enter to win a painting from Perigo, our performance painter. He did one that's very reminiscent of the four solo faces from 78.
Cool.
And then, of course, the big one, the big ticket item, is the Gene Simmons Vault Experience. You will actually get the vault and the meet and greet on Kiss Cruise 9.
Wow.
So
see, and the money goes to charity, St. Jude's, which is, I mean, I remember being a kid and doing a St. Jude's math thing to raise money for St. Jude's, which was, it gave you like a booklet, and you, every problem, you got like 3 cents or 5 cents or whatever anybody wanted to pledge. Right. And this was Danny Thomas, right?
Yeah, he's the guy that started it.
Yeah, Danny Thomas. I remember the TV show used to be, it was like My Dad or Dad or, I don't remember. I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
But anyway, so this is, all this stuff is kick-ass, man. And all this amazing stuff is even happening before you get on the boat. I mean, for real. And every one of us knows that once you're on the boat, it's like 100 miles an hour. It's so much to do and so much to see. But 2 days before, like last year, it was 1 day before. I showed up at the club. You were like, hey, Joe, get in here. We walked. I went right up to the stage. Immediately, we started giving stuff away. Everywhere you went, we were giving stuff away. The Dead Daisies were there. Lydia Crisp was there. Everybody was there. It was just a complete and total party. When the band started playing, I mean, you had a Van Halen tribute band. What were they called?
1984, and they were really, really fun.
Right, 1984. I don't know why I said 85. Anyway, 1984, they were great. They were really, really Van Halen. Like, they were like watching Van Halen. The guitar player was phenomenal. And, yeah, you know, then Vinny came out, and he played, you know, with Todd in the band. And it was just like, come on, man. And tomorrow morning I got to wake up and go get on the cruise. It was like, this is going to be like a wonderful, wonderful week of vacation. And I, you know, I still haven't even thanked you for the party you threw at Madison Square Garden.
That was fun too. We had a good time that night.
Yeah, that was a huge blast, man. That was just like, I'm still like, I will tell you, I'm still telling people about that, like just wall-to-wall people. And Joe knows how to throw a party, people. That's all I'm going to tell you. If you're not going to make it, you're going to miss out. Be sure you go there. Cruise Fest, that's with a K, right? Cruise with a K?
Cruisefest.com, Cruise Fest with a K.
Right. And go into the thing. Look at, I think you even have a like a little program in there that tells you what's all happening, right?
Yeah, there's
a schedule.
There's so much on that site. We tried to fill it with everything that we have available. So all the expo details, all the meet and greet details, everything we could think of is on the site. And if you have any questions and you don't see it on the site or want to ask something specific, there's a contact button on the site, and that comes directly to me. So if they send me that information, question, whatever, I'll get back to you as quick as I can.
That is awesome. And you can't look. When you can push a button and get to the top guy, you know you're dealing with the right people. That's all I can tell you. Because a few times where I want to push the button and get to the head of Walmart, and I don't think that's possible.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Would it happen? Boop. Hey, this is Mr. Mart. How you doing? I'm just kidding. Anyway, Joe, I get to see you in a week. I'm very excited about it. Your party is going to kick some major butt, man. I have complete and total faith in everything that you do every time you do it, and it turns out great every single time. And if you guys out there have not purchased any tickets for this yet, do it now. Do it now because you don't want to miss out. There's tons of stuff you can see in Miami. I understand that, but this is going to be where it's at. This is going to be where everybody's going. I've been hearing people talk about this for the past 6 months, It's Cruise Fest, and I'll be there as well. And there's no way I'm going to miss this.
I like the way you think. I'm a firm believer as a KISS fan myself. If you're a KISS fan and you're coming into Miami for the KISS Cruise and you're not at Cruise Fest, you're going to be the guy on the boat kicking himself in the keister for missing it. Trust me.
Yeah, especially when we're all talking about what we saw. You will be like, where did this happen? It happened at the Cruise Fest. Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Man, I love you, and I'll see you in about a week, okay, brother?
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, peace.